The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 640 Toronto.
Good Sunday morning and welcome to Your Life, Your Money with Kelvin, the Money Guy. You can always visit Kelvin's website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Or you can give him a ring on the old telephone machine, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And who's Kelvin, the Money Guy? Well, beyond being that guy that you hear on Sunday mornings talking about money, he is also one of the top financial advisors in the country and just a great guy to know and a great guy to have in your corner. Whether you're, you know, thinking about retirement, you're approaching retirement, or it's just an afterthought and you're just, you know, you're earning your money now and you just want to make it work a little harder for you, he's the guy to know. AskKelvin.ca, that's AskKelvin.ca, 416-457-7526, that's 416-457-PLAN. Kelvin, how you doing this morning?
Hey, Chris, good morning. Good. Everything good?
Everything's great. Yeah, I can't complain. You know, it's crazy how fast summer came and went, and things are just sort of wrapping up, and you sort of thought you had all these great open weekends in the summer, and then you realize and you look at the calendar, nope, no, they're all gone. Maybe we can do some summer stuff in the fall.
I know. I can't believe the last weekend of summer, eh? Holy smokes. Wow.
Crazy. Yeah. And it's been a lot of ups and downs for people, a lot of ups and downs for people's finances, a lot of different confusing times for people. And Kelvin's been holding your hand through it and helping you understand exactly where we are, the best way to manage your money. And that's what the show's all about. But it's also about managing your life, and it's managing those things that you want and you need in your life and those things that make you happy and making sure that you've got the money to do it. And that's what we're talking about here today, and managing not just your money, but managing your life and your money wisely and finding a way to get that harmony between those two things.
And with the change coming in, you know, to the fall, I don't want to rush the fall, but with change coming, maybe now is, and that's why Hillary and I were thinking about topics for the show. And we thought, geez, you know, you got to manage your life and your money wisely and make a change with the weather changing, the season changing. And, you know, and you don't have to be an expert in personal finance or, you know, have a big investment portfolio to be financially secured. You know, it's important, I think, for people to understand basic financial planning, okay, and however basic that may be to you. But if you, what I find is, like everything else in life, if you adapt behaviors of financially savvy people, you'll become smarter with every dollar that you have. So follow what successful people do, and you will become successful, whatever that means to you. So when I look at all the stuff, we're thinking, the very first thing I Chris, you and I always talk about that, is make a plan. Have a plan for yourself. You want to go on a trip, you want to, whatever you may want to do. You know, having a financial plan is what I think is, it's more than figuring out how much your paycheck is left, how much you have of your money left to pay bills. It's gone beyond that. You start, you know, your plan starts with thinking about what you really want to do. You know, what are your goals? Many people go through life without goals. You know, so for example, now that things are opening up, you want to travel. Maybe house prices are coming down now and you're thinking, man, I want to buy that house. Maybe you own a business and you want to unwind. How am I going to get my money out? So you really have to sit down and make a plan for yourself. It's not what you make, it's what you keep, right? So many people go through life just here, there, you know, make some money, spend some money, save some money. And then some point in their life, as they get older, they go, oh my God, I don't have enough time. So being successful, whatever that means to you, right, starts with having a clear idea of what you want, and then making a plan to get there. How do you know How do you know when you get there if you don't have a plan, right? So it's a key part of financial planning, to achieve your goals and really stay focused. You know, we tend to stray from what we wanted to do, right?
It's interesting, you know, you say that and you don't know whether you've arrived unless you know where you're going. And I think
Exactly.
it makes a lot of sense. And but you know, it's hard for someone, especially starting out, trying to figure out exactly what kind of goals they should be setting. Of course, there's going to be short term, there's going to be long term, and you're working it out. You're trying to figure out exactly how I can now best learn from those who have succeeded and those who have failed, and try to navigate those waters. And it becomes a really daunting task that I think a lot of people don't even venture into because they don't even know where to start. And I think that's where having a financial advisor in your corner really helps, because you know you've seen the way that people have succeeded. You've seen the way people have failed. You've seen this. It's not your first rodeo. So you might, you know, benefit from having a financial advisor in your corner who can help you set those goals and figure out exactly where you should be, what the benchmarks are, rather than just sort of making it up and say, I want a house. Okay. I want a car. I want this car. Maybe it's
Right.
always more specific with the car. But maybe that's just a guy thing. But I think that there's steps that need to be taken, and a financial advisor is going to help you figure that out.
Well, especially in the short term, you know, for example, on Friday, the markets got rocked because interest rates in the US looks like it's going to go up with a vengeance. So it means that everything that we buy is going to cost more money. So I think short run planning now for the next 3 to 6 months trumps long term planning, you know. So don't put yourself, you know, save for the short term. Don't put yourself in a situation where you have to rely on credit cards for unexpected expenses. Because as you know, the rates on those cards, man, are, you know, 19%, right? So one of your top priorities should be building an emergency savings, especially because if we're heading into recessionary times. I believe we're already in a recession, but it might get deeper based on what they said in the US, right? So as a guide, you know, we say you should attempt to have at least 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses somewhere, tucked away somewhere, right? It's a guide. So like everything else, maybe you have a little bit less, maybe a little bit more. And those are for the short-term things. The big things, like you said, car, you know, setting up like big ticket items should be like go taking a trip somewhere to Disney or whatever with the kids is more of a longer venture. So I want to go Christmas time or next Christmas, I want to go away. So start getting your ducks in order now because that trip or that car, whatever you big purchase you do will be more enjoyable if it's already paid for. Then you know when you go on trips and you come back, you go, oh man, I
I
wish I
got the
didn't.
bills.
Yeah, and then you regret going on a trip. But I think more importantly, the short term for the, like I said, the next 3 to 6 months is important for all of us because interest rates will go up. They've already said that, right? We know in Canada in September, rates will probably go up 0.75, maybe a point. We don't know yet. Inflation is being tamed. So interest rates will come back down, but unfortunately, we have to have some more pain before we can get some gain, right?
And I think that, you know, you warn of the recession, either that's happening or that is still to come. And you think about what those interest rates are going to mean for a lot of people when you can't borrow, or borrowing becomes more expensive, you're going to buy less. And that sort of leads to that decreased demand that's going to be playing into those recessionary times. And that's something that we all have to be worried about when you think about, you know, whether or not you have some money saved. And I think that when you say to have some money put aside for a rainy day, that's the rainy day that we're talking about, right? There's some times where you might need maybe a little bit more to pay your monthly bills, or maybe you're not making as much, so you need to do something, you know, you need to dip into your savings a little bit to make it work. But if you don't have those savings, you're not going to have that extra, that cushion that would make you comfortable. And I think that that's a important piece of any plan.
Well, it reminds me of when the pandemic first started back in March of 2020. If you remember that, the people couldn't work, they're losing their jobs, they couldn't get paid before the surge started. So that 3 months or whatever, we have to think back to those times. What did we do to get through that time? Right? And if we have the same thought process going forward, we'll get through it. Like, for example, I remember doing a show with yourself and Kelly about, how do we survive the next few months? Well, maybe grab some money from your RSP if you got let go or something like that. And I think this is where the financial advisor really gets worth his money, or her money, because we kind of think outside the box to kind of create a way for you to get through the hard times. You don't have to stress as much, and I think this is where we earn our money, is by things like this. When the markets are going well and interest rates are low and money's cheap, well, who cares? You don't need an advisor because you can do it yourself. It's times like this that gets everything back to normal, back to I can't do it myself. I got to start thinking about what to do. I have to start sacrificing something. And we lack that, right? Because money's been so cheap for like 10 years, and we got used to that. So maybe we have to unlearn some of the things that we learn,
And I think that's all really important. And it's not all doom and gloom. We're just giving you some advice
No.
on how to make sure that you're, on the upside of all of this, and you find yourself in the right position moving forward. And that's what we're talking about here, as we talk about how to manage your life and your money. Hey, it's the name of the show, and we're going to continue talking about these plans, how to get started, how to set the goals, what you should be doing in the long term, what you should be doing in the short term as well, and how a financial advisor can help you with all of that. You're listening to Your Life, Your Money with Kelvin, the Money Guy. AskKelvin.ca is the website. That's AskKelvin.ca. And you can give him a ring at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Stay tuned to Your Life, Your Money.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 640 Toronto.
And welcome to Your Life, Your Money here on 640 Toronto. I'm Chris Creston, and I'm joined as always by Kelvin, the Money Guy. Don't forget to visit Kelvin's website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. You click on that little link in the top right-hand corner. It says schedule a call. You pick a date and a time of your choosing, and you book a time to chat with Kelvin. And you got the call. You don't have to play telephone tag or anything like that. But if you've got a burning question, you want to give him a call right away, you can call him at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And we've been talking about how to manage your life and your money and how to manage it wisely. And we're talking about making a plan. We're talking about setting goals. And in the previous segment, we were just talking about setting some short-term goals, making sure you've got some savings set up so that you can weather some storms if they're coming ahead. But Kelvin, another one that's really important and probably, I guess, equally hard and easier to do is managing your long-term goals and how to figure out exactly what your priorities are, many years out in the horizon.
Yeah, I mean, long term, I guess depends on you, what age you are, or where you're in life. The short term is as important as the long term. So we had addressed it before about what you should be doing, saving some extra money. Saving for retirement should be another top priority in your life, because we are going to retire one of these days, we hope. So, when investing long term, you'll want to consider putting money in something other than standard savings account, like GICs and stuff, things that has tax benefits. For example, RSPs, TFSAs, things like that. I'm not a big RRSP fan, but sometimes it helps you to save some money, right? And before you do these things, I think you want to sit down and get some financial tips and guidance from a professional advisor. Again, we see things, and I'm not the only advisor, so to look seek out someone. If you don't have one, of course, call me. And plan out for the long term. So When we talk about long term, what do you think about long term, Chris? How long is long term for you?
I'm in my mid-30s, so I still think long term is, oh, another 30 years from now, basically. And that's sort of where I see myself retiring and where I see myself sort of figuring out, okay, how much do I need to retire? Where am I going to retire? What am I going to do when I retire? And
Right.
what's that going to cost me?
So what happened 30 years ago?
I was born. I know.
The Blue
that was
Jays
more
won
than
the World Series in
thirty years ago.
1980.
The Blue Jays won. That was 30 years ago.
Yes,
Oh
1992.
man! Wow, that feels like it was
Yesterday.
yesterday, and I wasn't even that old when it happened. That blows me away that that was 30 years ago. Wow.
Well, what happened 100 years ago? The Maple Leafs won. No, actually, they haven't.
What are you doing to me, man? You're making
But
me feel older and
all
older. I
seriousness.
wasn't there for that one. Yeah.
So, yeah, so 30 years ago, 1992, they won the World Series, first time, right? Canada, blah, blah, blah. So I said to myself, Hillary and I were sitting and we're thinking, okay, what if you invested $10,000 back in 1992? What would it be today? How much money would you have? So I went back and we went back and we looked at the Dow Jones 30-year average, 12.2%, S&P average, 7.3%, and the NASDAQ 10.7. Now, all these indexes had major crises and wars and all kinds of stuff, right? So if I average all three together, it's about an 8% return. So if you took 10,000, invested in the 1992, got an 8% return over 30 years, it would be worth. What do you think? You want to guess or no? No?
I'm not going to embarrass myself by trying to do the math and
It'd
venture a guess.
be worth $100,000.
Wow.
So when people say planning for the long term, no, what is long term? 30 years ago, you put away that money because it's worth today. So
Wow.
imagine you did some savings back then, you're in your 30s. If you look at the average person, 35 today, what they have in their pensions or their RSPs or for savings, well, it's probably more than 10 grand. So imagine you had put away 20,000 or, you do the math and figure it out. So the long term isn't that long when you think about it. Markets will go up and down, as we've seen over the last 30 years. Recessions will come and go. Interest rates will come and go. House prices will come and go. A lot of things will happen. So I would say bear down and focus in on what you want to do. And
I
you'll
think.
get there. You'll always want to start saving as much as you can, as early as you can to maximize the compound interest. And which is basically interest you've made on your interests. So it's, remember that commercial year, maybe you don't remember, it's maybe you're too young. It was a bra commercial and they went. One after one after one. I don't know if you remember that, but people listening, remember 1 + 1 is 2 and 2 + 2 is 3 with compound interest, what happens? So I did an example of two 19-year-olds. One 19-year-old decided to save $2,000 for 6 years. The other one decided, I'm just going to fool around, spend my money. That person decided to save after 6 years to save $2,000 every year till he was 65, and the other one decided to stop and never saved again. When they were both 65, guess who had the most amount of money?
The guy who did it early.
Yeah, and stopped. So money is compound. Compound interest, they say, is the eighth wonder of the world. And we forget all about compound interest, and we learn about it in grade eight. If you look at your grade eight math book, I don't know if they still do that, but if you look at the back, when I went to school, you look at the back of it, and there's a compound interest table, and it tells you how your money multiplies. And if we can get that back into our heads and use that to get ahead in the world financially, we'll all do wonderful. But we don't, we get sidetracked.
We get sidetracked, we get freaked out. Like you mentioned, their prices come up and down, inflation comes up and down, interest rates come up and down, housing prices, and each one of those things has a way of freaking people out and making them, take all their money out or not save money for a little while. And also just your life. We call the show Your Life, Your Money. A lot of the time people want to make sure that they're living their life, but then you can live your life while saving money and putting it aside and taking advantage of that compound interest.
Yeah, you know, look, if you have a dollar, life's too short, right? We realize over the pandemic, life's too short. We need to enjoy our lives as well, but we need to save for the rainy day. Now, I think for me, if you have a dollar, you spend 50 cents and you save 50 cents. That way you're enjoying the best of both worlds. You're having what you want today, so you're not sacrificing life today, but you're sacrificing a bit for down the road. So you'll always live a good life. The problem, like you said, is we get too side. Look, take house prices. You know, your $1 million house, you know, 3 months ago is worth maybe, I don't know, $900,000 today. But what does it matter? Mm-hmm. You're not selling it. You're going to live in it still. So there really doesn't matter. In 10 years from now or 20 or whatever, it's going to go past $1 million. So what really happened? You know, interest rates, you know, if you have a variable rate, well, yeah, of course it's gone up. But it'll come back down again. So when you look at rates and things like that, don't freak yourself out too much. Pick up the phone and call your advisor and just have a quick conversation about your life, right? Where you're heading, you know, because your life, Chris, is different than my life.
Exactly. And the things that you need are different stages, the things that you want change. And you know, when you're speaking, picking up the phone and calling your advisor, if you've got an advisor, give them a call. If you want a second opinion or you don't have an advisor, give Kelvin a call. 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. I get this sudden urge to throw out the phone number every once in a while. So I just thought I'd take advantage of it there. You know, you're talking about, you know, that grade A textbook and what we learned in school. And I picture a young Kelvin, the money guy, flipping through his grade A textbook, finding that compound interest chart and you know, a light bulb going off above his head and thinking, you know what, I want to help people take advantage of compound interest and make more money for themselves so they don't have to worry or stress as they're getting older. And Kelvin, you know, how many things do you think that we sort of picked up in school and things like that that maybe didn't, you know, that we've forgotten? And then you as the average person, you don't have that access to, you know, go back and try and relearn it and try and figure out, okay, where did I slip? What didn't I apply? You know, you become that shoulda, woulda, coulda guy.
Well, I say, you know, you do what you do best and you hire someone to do all the other things for you, especially when it comes to money. Mm-hmm. Because we get our thoughts from Google, parents, not that parents taught us wrong, but it was a different generation. It was a different time of thinking. Back then, high interest rates, you know, we think interest rates are high today, but man, you go back 40 years ago and it was way higher, right? Mm-hmm. So we have to unlearn a lot of things. You know, it's like golf. If you start golfing and you never take lessons and you golf for like 5-10 years, and then you decide, man, I gotta take some lessons. Well, it's tougher because now you have to unlearn what you learned. So it's one of those things where you really have to sit down and strategize with someone who's done all of this before. And most like all, you know, people ask me, what do I do for a living? And what I do is give you experiences of other people. So when I meet a 32-year-old Chris and he asked me what does he have to do? I look back to someone I met when they were 32 and now they're 60 or 55. And what did we do with that person through the ups and downs of the markets and where they are today? So don't reinvent the wheel. Just add your own spoke to it and move on. Not everything changes, but nothing changes. It's really bizarre.
You know, it's interesting. You're talking about how much sort of things change and, you know, you buy a house and maybe your house that you bought 3 months ago isn't worth what it was worth when you picked it up, when you bought it. And really, if you're living in it and you didn't plan on selling it in 3 months from buying it, you're going to do okay on that investment. And I think that speaks to another thing you've always said. And, you know, when you're making a plan, it's not about timing the market, it's about time in the market and making sure that you're invested for the long haul. And when you're talking about making a long-term plan, I think that that's one of the most important things to remember, that you're not going to have to pull everything out and put everything back in and jump in and out of the market all the time. You never get anywhere if you're doing that on the bus.
It's like taking the subway. You know, you get in. People plan their retirement like taking the subway to get in, to get on, to get off, to get in, to get off. One of the big things about planning your life is using credit. And maybe after the break, we'll chat about a little bit about that actually.
Great. We'll talk about how to use credit in order to help your financial plan as your life, your money continues here with Kelvin, the money guy. Visit askkelvin.ca. That's ask KELVIN.ca, or you can call him anytime at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Stay tuned to Your Life, Your Money right here in 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 640 Toronto.
And welcome to Your Life, Your Money here on 640 Toronto. Thank you for making us part of your weekend. Visit askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Or give him a call, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Who's Kelvin? Who's this guy, Kelvin guy I'm talking about? Kelvin the money guy. You don't know him? Well, you're getting to know him right now. He's one of the top financial advisors in the country and just a great guy to get to know. If you've been a long time listener and you want to reach out to Kelvin as well, askkelvin.ca. That's ask KELVIN.ca. Whether you've got an advisor and you need a second opinion, or you've been going it alone, doing the thing with the apps and the things and the doohickeys, and you want to, you know, make sure that you've been doing the right thing, but also maybe make sure that you've got a professional financial advisor in your corner in some uncertain times, and some times where it's not necessarily easy, and some times where you need to, you know, check it up and make sure that you've got the right plan moving forward. And that's what we've been talking about. We've been talking about planning and talking about managing your money wisely, talking about making goals in the short term and in the long term. And now we're going to talk a little bit about using credit wisely, because I'm sure a lot of people think, well, using credit, I guess that means I'll just buy that new TV on my Visa card and pay it off slowly, or hopefully pay it off by the end of the month. But for a lot of people, credit can be a bit of an addiction. And if you use it wisely, you're actually going to make, it's not going to cost you money. It can make you money.
Well, yeah. With all these points and things like that today, you can actually make money. But credit is what created all the problem. You know, it's funny you mentioned Visa, because back in 1972 is when credit cards were launched, chargebacks. And that created a lot of problem. Because people thought it was just, I'll just pay with these cards, never have any payments to make. And it evolved into all these things that we have today. So using credit card responsibly, in fact, you really need credit today to do anything, buy a car, buy a house, do anything. That's what they check. So using credit responsibly is an important part of a sound financial plan. We take it for granted. You know, when you go to school, you go to university, they come and they give you the cards, but they never explain to you, if you're going to spend $100, you better make sure you pay that $100 off at the end of the month. Otherwise, it's really going to be $119 that you owe. And the compound interest works this way as well. It works in the reverse. So you better make sure that you think about it. You know, credit really impacts everything you do in life, how much, what your interests are going to be. Are you going to get the loan to buy the car? Are you going to get the loan to do the mortgage? In fact, we in this show, Chris, we talk about investment loans, where people have $100 instead of putting $100 away, you go and borrow $20,000 and use the $100 to make the interest payments, right? So you have more money working for you. So many clients will say, I'll say, how's your credit? Oh, great, great, great. So Hillary will do the applications, and next thing you know, it got declined. And the client will be shocked, thinking, my God, what happened here? So it could have been something from a long time ago where you missed a Rogers payment. Could have been when you were younger, you said, I'm not paying that, and you forgot about it. So many people should go and check their credit. There's sites like BorrowWell, which is free, but it kind of gives you exactly what Equifax would give you. So anybody that's listening, maybe copy down BorrowWell or give me a call and go on there and check where your credit score is. You know, every time you get a bill, make sure you pay it on time. if you can pay it on time, call the credit card company and say, "Hey, listen, I got some, financial issues. Can you give me a month vacation or something like that?" And if you do so, you'll be okay. But it's very, very important in North America that we have great credit. Otherwise, we're getting nothing. So that's a big step. I mean, all these steps are important in your life, in your money life, but credit is one of the big things. So treat your credit well and you'll be okay,
I
right?
think that's hugely important when you think about the things that you might want to do. Like you said, if you want to get a car loan, you want to get a mortgage, they're going to be checking that credit score. And if you don't know what it is, then you're going into that negotiation without without the information. You're walking in there without doing your homework.
Yeah, and that's the only way they know how to judge you. I mean, they don't know you from anything. So the only thing they can judge us all is our credit score. So make sure that you get that intact. And there's many ways to fix it. If you have bad credit, sit down with your advisor and they can show you some little techniques how to get it going. And don't shy away from it. If you have bad credit, face it head on because it'll only get bigger, right?
And I think that that's an important thing to remember is that if you've made some mistakes in the past, it's not a life
Okay.
sentence, right? There's a way to fix your credit. And again, that's another reason. It's not just sort of managing your investments. It's another reason why to have someone like Kelvin in your corner.
So I think we need to fix that, and once we do, we'll be okay. Another thing I find that happens with our money life is we don't treat ourselves, man. We don't treat ourselves to good things in life. I think one of the biggest mistakes people make when getting their finances in order is becoming too strict. You go from one extreme to the other, right? If we constantly deny ourselves of the things we love the most, we'll eventually cave into pressure and make huge mistakes, right?
I know people who do that. They deny themselves a lot of different creature comforts. And a good friend of mine has said to me in the past, like, they're not happy with their couch. Well, I can't eat a new couch. Well, like that, you know what? You've taken this to a whole new level when it comes to, being smart with your money, being frugal. You need to be able to enjoy the day to day in your life, and also put money aside and save it and pay your bills on time. But if you, I always think about, and I bring it up often, is A Christmas Story. Where George Bailey, he's moved into this old drafty house, and every time he walks by, he walks up the stairs, he puts his hand on the banister, and the little knob comes off, and it irritates him. That's what having, not fulfilling yourself, not investing in yourself, and not buying yourself some creature comforts and spending time doing things that you do, it feels like every single day that thing is going to nag at you and you're not
Nagging
going to
that,
feel
yeah.
fulfilled, right?
Exactly. Well, willpower is really a limited resource. They say we have to have willpower, but that's limited. You can only resist so many temptations before you give in, right? So imagine you're dieting, right? And you decide you're never going to eat your favorite cookies again, right?
That's hard.
You'll probably last all of a few days before you break down and grab two boxes to eat, because it's the way we live. So we have to have a balance. Remember, I say if you have a dollar, spend a dollar, save a dollar. So, temptation is on food is just like temptations with money as well. So you got to treat what you do. You got to treat money well, and if you do, it'll treat you well. But many of us don't, right? So you really need to have a nice balance in your life. When considering how to manage your money, savvy financial minds will tell you have to make room for indulgence in that budget. Otherwise, man, it's like diets, right? I'm not gonna eat this, I'm not gonna eat that, I'm not gonna eat this. And all of a sudden, you know what? I'm gonna have that beer, right? So it's the same type of things that you wanna do when you plan a budget or whatever. Set up like a date night or a vacation here and there. Reward yourself, with saving goals, like a night out or something like that. Like we I know I remember I go on these diets sometimes, during February, like a soup diet or something.
Yeah.
And then they'll give you a day where it says, okay, treat yourself to something. So it's the same idea with money, you know? So
that's right. You got to make sure that that money's not just working for you, but it's working to get you the things that you want to do and the things that you want in your home or whatever it is, yeah. Whether it's an experience like going to a baseball game, going to a concert, spending the time. Oh, hey, a day at the Yaks or at Wonderland with your family could set you back a little bit, depending on how big your family is and how many rides they want to go on. So I can definitely see that.
Yeah, I remember a few months ago, I was talking to one of the girls in the office, Hunter, and we're talking about diets. And she said, oh, try the military diet. I said, what is that? So I went and looked at it. It's a 3-day thing. And, you know, you can eat ice cream on that thing.
It's that really works. Funny. See, you got to treat yourself.
So money is the same thing. So after the break, you know, we'll get into a little bit more learning things about money. And you'll be fine. Do some planning and life will be great.
Your Life, Your Money, continuing here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 640 Toronto.
This is Your Life, Your Money here on 640 Toronto. I'm Chris Creston. I'm joined as always by Kelvin, the money guy, one of the top financial advisors in the country, and just a great guy to spend your Sunday morning with. You can visit the website askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. And you can listen to past shows there, and you can schedule a call where you can have a chat with Kelvin. And if you've got a burning question, you want to talk to him right away, 416-457-7526 is the number. That's 416-457-PLAN. Give him a call. And if he's not there, he'll give you a call back. And we were talking about the living your life and your money, setting the right goals, long-term, short-term, making sure you use credit wisely, and also making sure that along the way you're treating yourself and doing the things that you want to do. Kelvin, there's so much that goes into planning your finances, planning your life. And I think that a lot of the time you can sort of get stuck on your laurels. Is there sort of it's a lifelong learning, isn't it? It's something about making sure that you're not an immovable object, and you can learn lessons and you can adapt as new challenges approach.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing this for 30 years and I'm still learning, because you only know what you know, right? And I learn a lot of things from clients. They learn a lot of things from me. I learn about life from them and they learn about money from me. So it goes hand in hand, you know. The world of finance is very complicated, right? But, you know, money is a necessary part of life. It's like air, right? You need it to move on. But you don't have to understand everything, you know. But you have to but in order to stay financially secure, you need to keep learning about tools and resources that can help you take advantage to make what you have work for you, that to work really hard for you. You can avoid a lot of these things by just picking up the phone and calling an advisor. And they have all the tools and resources that you need. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, you know, take stock on what you already understand, then build on that with books and classes and advice and so on. But many people should not manage their own money. They should give it, because you have emotions and feelings and all that kind of stuff when it comes to your money. And that's why you lose money. I always say, you know, Chris, don't be a know-it-all, be a learn-it-all. Sometimes I run into people and, man, they know everything about money. I'm thinking, well, I don't think you know everything about money, because if you did, you wouldn't be in these problems, or you'd have much more than you think you do.
And run into a lot of people like that who you scratch your head a little bit. You know, you seem to have all the answers, but none of the money. So, right. So you know, what did not learning anything new do for you? How did that pay off?
One guy I know, he says he has all the answers, but he doesn't know what the questions are.
Right.
So I said, okay. So I think with money, like life, like everything else, you don't really have to understand, like a car, you don't have to understand how the engine works and all of that. You need to get in the car, start up, and off you go. Same thing with money. Plan your money life backwards. I need $4,000 when I retire at 60 years old. I'm 40 years old today. What do I have to do over the next 20 years or 25 years to get what I want financially without sacrificing a lot of things? I want to enjoy today's life to get stuff down the road so I have an even life. It takes about 15 years from what I've noticed for people to start to plan out their lives, their money life. And you know, I always said when you're 20s, you're carrying on and fooling around. When you're 30s, you're getting married, maybe having the kids, like you actually having, you know, buy a house, have twins, and you're now starting out your life. When you hit your 40s, you're going to go, okay, I spent all this money with kids and house and blah, blah, blah. I better start saving some money. But you won't yet until you hit 50. Then you go, oh my God, I got to start saving some money. But now you've got 15 years till you're 65. And really, that's, you'll have to heavy duty save some money, but you'll be equipped to do it. And you'll be ready to do it emotionally and financially, you'll be ready to do it. But if you could start now, taking a little bit of your money and putting it away, remember, a little from a little equals a lot. So if you can start, money is funny because if you want to have a lot of money, you need a lot of time, right? If you don't have a lot of time, you need a lot of money. So you got to power save money. So where do I sit in that circle? What would I like to do? And that's where the financial advisor really comes into play, because they can assess things for you that you really maybe took for granted and maybe restructure your money life so that you could spend the same amount of money but now do things more efficiently, right? So it's all about putting pen to paper, making a plan, and more importantly, reviewing that plan every quarterly. And because your life changes every, things change all the time. And if you don't change, you will die, right?
I think that Darwin's that's theory. Hugely important to think about. You know, I'm just thinking about it myself, guy in his mid-30s, has a house, has kids, all the money I've accumulated is starting to drain. But, you know, if you can put aside some money so that you are building it at this relatively young age, you got a lot more road ahead. So advice to listeners right now who are in that position or have kids in that position is, you know, give Kelvin a call right now. And if you're also a little bit older and you're in that stage in your 50s when you're really getting serious and you got the mindset, you're going to need to speak to Kelvin as well to talk about the power saving and power investing and trying to get things going and ramped into high gear, because you've only got a few years until retirement.
Yeah, well, you know, you plan starts with thinking about what you really want to do, right? You know, start thinking about setting goals and so on, and we'll be fine. You know, enjoy your life. If you have a dollar, save a dollar, spend a dollar. If you don't have an advisor, give me a call. If you have one, pick up the phone and call him and plan out your life.
And the number to call Kelvin is 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And you can visit his website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. You can schedule a call on there. You can listen to past shows. You can contact Kelvin there as well. That's askkelvin.ca, that's askkelvin.ca, 416-457-7526. This has been Your Life, Your Money. Stay tuned to 640 Toronto.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 640 Toronto.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.